The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
It's Matt Slick Live. Matt is the founder and president of the Christian Apologetics Research Ministry, found online at carm.org. When you have questions about Bible doctrines, turn to Matt Slick Live for answers. Taking your calls and responding to your questions at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
All right, everyone, welcome to the show. It's me, Matt Slick, and if you want to give me a call, all you got to do is dial 877-207-2276. I want to hear from you. Please give me a call. We have wide open lines right now. If you're new to the show, Matt Slick is my real name, and of all things, believe it or not, yeah, and I'm a Christian apologist. I defend the Christian faith. This show is about all kinds of topics, and the Lordship of Jesus Christ extends everywhere and every topic. That means government, medicines, theology, churches, family, and everything. The Lordship of Jesus Christ is what I promote. And hopefully it's what you affirm as well. I know there's a lot of theology out there. Everything is theological, even for the atheists. That's another topic. And there are a lot of Christians who think they know stuff. And a lot of them do, and a lot of them don't. And so in their ignorance, those who don't know much, they listen to false teachers, and they join things like Mormonism and Jehovah's Witnesses, and they join the Roman Catholic Church, and they put tradition and man's ideas above the Word of God. This happens a lot, and this is why Jesus says that few find salvation. Matthew 7, he talks about it. So, there you go. We have four open lines. Give me a call, 877-207-2276. Let's just jump on the lines, get to Cliff from Florida. Hey, Cliff, welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, my brother Matt, how you doing?
Doing all right, man. Hanging in there. What do you got, buddy?
So my job today, they came with a directive of a vaccine mandate.
Okay.
In a couple months. So I was wondering, I think I heard you talking about you had some letters written up, like a religious exemption
yeah.
letters?
I'm going to be working on that next. I just released today an article called Aborted Human Cells, Biblical Ethics, the Nuremberg Code, and COVID Vaccines. And what I do is okay. I document that the COVID vaccines have used human aborted fetal cells. And this
right.
is it's a violation of my Christian conscience. Now, if I ever was at a job and I had to apply for religious exemption, I can prove it. I mean, I've got a site with 147 million visitors, you know, radio, decades of apologetics. So this is a legitimate thing for me. But a lot of people, they don't have that history. Now, here's the thing, is if you apply for religious exemption, they have to be the ones who demonstrate that you have a sincerely held belief. Now, this is what's problematic, is because the secularists then become the ones who judge your spirituality. And this is it's had a lot of problems. And I've been reading through some of the stuff that I need to release, and there are actually warnings against companies by governmental officials and legal officials saying, you be careful how you judge someone's religious belief, because it can really catch them. And so this is part of the issue. And I was also just looking before the radio show a document. Don't know how legal it was or what, but it was, I was reading through about that you give it to a the employer, and they have to sign that they recognize that there are risks to the COVID vaccine, and that at their urging, that if you take it because of what they want, that they then will foot the bill for any deleterious effects that occur. So this is what I'm working on. But let me tell you that, I know that a lot of people out there are in bad situations in that they have a family to take care of, and they can lose their job if they don't get the jab. And I can sit here and say, hey, you know, do what you want to do and do or don't. And, you know, I won't take it because of religious conviction. And plus, I don't trust it. I'm literally doing research today on the deleterious effects, the hidden harmful effects, putting links up, putting everything up. And I forget my train of thought. Darn it, I hate when I do that. Well, it's happening. Getting older.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
Oh, man. I've got all this stuff in my head. But, yeah, so I'll be working on it, and I do want to release it. I've got a debate on Friday night I have to be in. I've got to teach a Bible study tomorrow night, so I've got to prep for both while I'm researching the COVID stuff. So it's a serious issue. And
is that the one on Marlon's show?
Yes, it is. Yeah, Marlon, he's awesome. I like Marlon. Yeah. And he has special, really good taste in friends, especially when it comes to being, you know, I'm his friend. So he's a good guy that way. You know, that's what I'm saying. But, no, I'm debating a Unitarian. And so we've already exchanged opening statements, which is the first time I've ever done that with an opponent. But anyway, then I've got a debate with Shabir Ali. I got a debate with another guy. I just got stuff going on. So anyway, back to this. He's a Muslim. I know that a lot of people might think that I don't have to take any risks because I work at home and I'm supported by donations. Well, let me tell you, over the years, I have taken risks. I have done things that have cost me a great deal. I've got stories. I've got stories of losing my employment because of an ethical decision I had to make. And it cost me for years. Yeah. So I know what it is. And we all have to make those decisions on our own. But it's for Christians. And I wrote this article and released it today. It's in preparation for other articles. The biblical ethics are there. The documentation for the medical testing and development of the vaccines used human aborted cells. And I'm tying this into the Nuremberg trials because the Nazis in Germany during World War II, they were socialists. A lot of people don't know that the Nazi Party was a socialist party. They were socialists. That's what socialism was there. Anyway.
All the lunatics are... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. That's okay. And so the Nazis were saying that they were just doing what they were told and that they were trying to benefit other people through the experimentation of a few. And so what right did anybody have to try them? The Nuremberg Code is what was developed. And I've listed the whole thing out in the latest article. And I'll put another thing on it. Anyway, it's a tough one. So I'm just telling you. I'll work
on it. For me, it's not a tough one. I'm not taking it regardless. And I make really good money. Really, really good money. But I'll walk away from it if they're going to force me to take a vaccine or not accept my religious exemption. I'm one that's, you know, God got me the job. If it's in his will that I don't have that job anymore, then it is what it is. You know, he'll find me another job, but maybe he won't. Maybe, you know, it's just, I'll be homeless forever. I'm okay with it. So,
that's
taking the jab.
That's a walk of faith, and sometimes it does cost us a great deal. I've done it, and it has cost a great deal. Took about 20 years to fully recover from it, seriously. And we got to do what we got to do before the Lord. So that's your decision. You know, praise God. You go through it prayerfully and witness on the way out. And I will be working on the risks of the vaccines and the religious exemption issues, so that if you don't have a religious exemption, you can say, these are the risks that are reported with it, and do you want to be responsible for the costs of it?
Be
liable, that's the right word. Of course, I don't want to be liable, and I don't want to take it, because I don't want to take something that was aborted baby cells for my benefit. I don't want that. I don't want that.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I agree, man. 100%, Matt.
All right. Well, you know, let me know what happens, Cliff. You know, I admire you and respect you for that decision, and it may cost you. And I've been there. Decisions that we stick with because we want to honor God can cost us. And that's just part of what Christian life is. All right?
Yeah. Hey, I appreciate it, man. Love the show. Love all the knowledge and wisdom you give out. So I appreciate it, man.
Boy, you must not be listening much.
Funny guy, man. Funny guy.
Well, if I have any wisdom or knowledge, it's only by the grace of God. That's all. And so he gets all the glory.
Exactly.
All right.
All right, man. Have a good day, boss.
All right, brother. God bless. All right. Yeah. Well, that was Cliff from Florida. We have nobody waiting right now if you want to give me a call. All you have to do is dial 877-207-2276. If any of you are out there and you have information, legal information, whatever information might be about religious exemption and or liability that the employers must undertake if you get forced to take a vaccine, then send it to me at info@carm.org. And I have in my emails, and I've been emailing people who have been sending it to me, as I get in and I look at their material, I just say thank you, I just email them back. And what I'm doing under the COVID section on my my email, I have folders, subfolders, cult-like control, Fauci, masks, mRNA, oppression, religious exemption, resources and info, testing methods, vaccine alternatives, vaccine dangers and effects, vaccine passports, and vaccines and aborted fetal cells. And so I take what people have given me and I put them into other areas, and then I go through those areas as I write articles and I write people back and say, hey, thanks. Thanks for sending me the information. So this is a team effort, folks, and I'm putting the information up on carm.org, carm.org/COVID and stuff. Now, I was going to tell you, I am not against vaccines. I have no problem with them. My children have been vaccinated. I've been vaccinated, not for the COVID stuff. But I don't trust my opinion. This is me. Don't use my opinion as legal advice or make your decisions. I have a disclaimer on CARM about this. This is, you know, my own opinion is that I don't trust the vaccine. I've seen too many stories and too many accounts of serious problems happening to people. And I just don't trust it. And I don't trust and I don't want to take vaccines that have been developed through abortive work. I've written a lot against abortion, and so for these two reasons, I do not want to take the vaccine. I don't want to be forced to take it. And then actually, there's a third reason, and it's really simple. The government doesn't have the right to tell me what I have to put into my body and then punish me if I don't. This is supposed to be a free country, and with the rise of the idiocy of socialism and political correctness and the woke wacko crud that's going on and the lack of clear thought, then I just don't trust what's going on, and I don't. And here's one of the primary reasons I don't trust this issue about COVID. Our government is trying to force people to get vaccinated for their own protection, protection of others, and the same government opens the borders up on the South, having tons, thousands, thousands, thousands and thousands of illegal aliens come in unvaccinated, and then they distribute them among the country. If it's really a health issue, why are they so inconsistent? Why the hypocrisy? That means we can't trust their judgment, and I don't. All right, three open lines, 877-207-2276. We'll be right back.
It's Matt Slick Live, taking your calls at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the show. If you want to give me a call, 877-207-2276. Now, believe it or not, we got vaccine issues waiting in which to talk about, but I'm a theologian, and I answer questions on theology, the Bible, cults, all kinds of stuff. So that's what we really do for those of you who might be listening. And we get to those things as well. All right, we've been doing radio for 17 years, almost 17 years, and loving all of it. All right, let's get to Greg. Greg from North Carolina. Welcome, you're on the air.
Hey, Matt. Well, what I wanted to do was ask you the question about one more question about vaccine.
Sure.
They're not forcing me to take the vaccine. They're saying that we're if you don't have the vaccine, you're going to have to be tested once a week. And I've heard that being tested can cause damages. I asked my boss how we're going to be tested, and he said they're working on it. They don't know yet exactly what they're going to do. That was last week, so I don't know what comes since then. But I don't know what you've heard on being tested as far as that goes.
Well, actually, you just gave me an idea. And I'm going to write down a note here while I'm thinking about it for an article. Let's see, testing requirement. I'm actually typing this out. Because 13 times better natural immunity than the vaccine. So it would make sense that if you can demonstrate that you have the antibodies, then you are already immune and you have a better thing than the vaccine.
Oh, I didn't even think about the antibody test. I wonder if we could do that. That would be a good idea. Maybe I could go. I don't think they would pay for it, but I could maybe go to one of the pharmacies and get maybe an antibody test taken. It's not that expensive, and see if I've got the antibodies actually in me.
Because
I've been exposed to people with COVID. I've been fairly close, and I haven't gotten it. So, I mean, I don't know what the deal is with that. I mean, I don't know if I have got it and just didn't exhibit the symptoms or what the deal. I'm not sure, or if I just didn't get it. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, and you just gave me an idea for an article, so I'm going to be writing this down, and writing an article to, you know, something that can be presented to the employers. If you can get, it makes sense. If you get tested, and you have the antibodies, you don't need the vaccine because you're 13 times more immune than the vaccine would give you. Why do you have to get the vaccine? And it's proof that you're immune and you're not a transmitter.
So there's something up with this vaccine. There's
absolutely.
It's almost like a Twilight Zone episode where they're trying to get people to get, or, you know, like there's some kind of a alien that's inside of people wanting them to get the vaccine or something. I don't know, or demon or something. I don't know.
Well, let me tell you, this is, I got to work on this article as well, and it has to do with control. And I've seen a relationship between what they're doing with the COVID thing and the cults. Because the cults have, I've been calling masks control markers. I've been calling them that for, you know, over a year, okay? And I also have to do research. I've read some articles a while back, but when people get in power, their brain actually physiologically changes. There's brain state changes. And so this causes them to become a little bit, in love with power, and they don't think clearly. And so I think there's something to all this, because I've seen cults, you know, I've been doing cult work for over 40 years, and I have seen people in cults like Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, you know, Islam, Catholicism. It's never an issue of truth. It's always an issue of the power or the thing above them to which they submit. It's always the case. They never look at facts. They never look at the real truth, the ultimate standard being God. They always look to their church, their something, their leader, and they submit to that because it's easier and it's less responsibility on your own. They trust others, and this is where the danger comes in. And the same kind of a thing is occurring here with the COVID stuff. People aren't doing their homework, and I am, and the more I do, the less I want that vaccine. And I have vaccines. I've been vaccinated, you know, but I'm not against them. I just don't trust this one. So anyway,
I don't trust it either.
I don't.
I mean, I almost considered going to the. I tried to get vaccinated two different times, and the first time, this guy at work signed me up for it because we were early vaccinated people, other than being in a high risk area. But and I went to the drugstore to get it done, and they said, "No, you're not listed." I said, "I'm not." So, I mean, good thing I didn't have to drive, like, miles and miles like most people, a lot of people did. But then there's the Johnson & Johnson. I figured I'd sign up for that because it was only one shot. And then the day before I was going to get my vaccine, they took it off. They said there's too many incidents that happened, so they took it off. So I wondered if God had something to do with me not wanting to get vaccinated. So that's when I was, I started thinking, well, I don't know if I'm going to get vaccinated, you know.
Sure. So, well, I'm finding out. Guess what I'm also finding out? I just found out today that the third, medically speaking, the third most ranked killer is doctor error. And less than 1% of the proper COVID or deleterious effects, side effects, are reported with the COVID vaccines. Less than 1%. I have the documentation that says this. And we're hearing more and more stories. And if it's less than 100%, that means all kinds of people are having problems. And I teach a Bible study, and I talked to some people, and they were telling me some of the stories that they've heard of from their friends, and they've seen.
Yeah.
And they don't want nothing to do with it. So why are we being forced to take this when it's just not working? And I've got information on the 1976 a flu, I forget which one it was, when a vaccine was introduced, there were 25 deaths. They took it off the market. They said, nope, we're done. And yet we have hundreds and hundreds, maybe even thousands of deaths related to this, and they keep it going, and they say you have to take it or you lose your job. What the heck is going on?
I don't know.
Well, it's control. It's the leftists, the Democrat model, and the Rhino model of socialism and Marxism to be in control of the population. That they can get you to wear masks and be forced vaccinated to keep your livelihood, they can get you to do most anything.
Yeah. Well, I think it's like some people have already speculated that this is a prelude to the
beast.
One world government, you know,
yep.
the beast, mm-hmm. Mark of the Beast and stuff, you know, it's like thing.
It could be considered a test run.
Mark of the Beast. Yeah, test, like, yeah. Like, yeah, try to get people programmed to be, you know, see how it goes and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and well, I'm not saying it is, but, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for your time. Let's get the other callers. Appreciate it, man. Bye.
All right, man. God bless. All right, let's get to Rosie from Iowa. Rosie, welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, thank you. Welcome to the Great Reset.
Yeah, that's right.
Unfortunately, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I have one of my nieces suffered Guillain-Barré from the vaccine.
Oh,
I mean,
wait. Hold on. We got Rosie. We got a break. So hold on.
Right.
We're going to get back to you. I want to hear what you have to say right after the break, okay? Sorry about that. Hey, folks, we have two open lines. Why don't you give me a call? 877-207-2276. We'll be right back.
It's Matt Slick Live, taking your calls at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Two open lines. Give me a call, 877-207-2276. All right, Rosie, we're back. So, what were you saying?
Hey. I was just saying, my niece, who I'm an RN and she's a nurse, and she got the vaccine back in January, when that first started coming out, ended up with Guillain-Barré, and then...
Wait. Ended up with what?
Guillain-Barré. They say it Guillain. It's a French word. It's not that uncommon. When you were looking...
But what is it?
The swine flu. It's a neurological problem that happens. We don't know why, but some people are more prone to it. They basically start with some paralysis, tingling, and stuff in the feet. Usually it goes from the foot up.
Whoa.
It can cause complete paralysis, and some people, of course, die. Luckily, she kind of knew what it was and even told her sister-in-law, I think, I'm going to have to be intubated because she started to have a lot more trouble breathing, and indeed she was. She has three small children. And
what's it mean to intubate? Could you clarify what intubation is?
Sorry, it means to be have a tube put into your throat to help you breathe because she was completely paralyzed. She couldn't breathe, couldn't talk, couldn't move, and that's all because of the vaccine. It happens. When you were talking about doing some research on the swine flu in the 70s, it happened with that vaccine pretty commonly. I mean, when we talk pretty commonly, we're not saying, you know, it's not that common, but it's more common than people know about. And in fact, I read another article about a woman who had it and didn't realize what it was. Actually went to a foot doctor because she thought her feet were tingling from some reason. He said, you had Guillain-Barré and you should have been, you know, tested for this. One of the big problems with this vaccine is, for one thing, people are going to the drugstore to get this vaccine. Who knows nothing about you? They don't know. Why aren't people going to their own physicians, for one thing? Well, another thing is, it's treatable. COVID is treatable. We can treat it. There, you know, are proven things like ivermectin and chloroquine and things that can help. It also doesn't have the death rate that smallpox or, you know, any of those kind of diseases had. Why the push? It's ridiculous. And so she was injured by the vaccine with three kids. Family had to take care of the children and everything, but she was in the hospital 4 months and had to learn to walk, talk, everything again. She's just now back at work after, so this is September, almost October. Still will never regain like full use of her voice and things like that. Then to me, it's just like, for one thing, they don't talk about the risks. When you hear these people arguing, that's why I'm so grateful that you have a voice on the radio and, you know, that you will speak for people who need to hear these things. There are a great many risks with this vaccine, and they're just not talking about them. People are getting angry and saying, you know, why isn't everybody getting vaccinated? You know, people should be put in jail if they're not vaccinated. It's like, you know, if you think that you're going to take poison, if you can't trust the vaccine, and you shouldn't, you shouldn't blindly trust these things.
That's right.
Big Pharma has billions of dollars poured into this thing. This is not just financially, politically, but made into such a insanity. It's just crazy. Anyways, what I wanted to tell you about Route 2 was that there is a lot of course, you know, there's all sorts of information. In Iowa, we are having an informed choice conference on November 13th, which people like Del Bigtree, I don't know if you've heard of him, but he does a lot of research on vaccines, because it's not just this vaccine. For example, I have two grandchildren that have been, I believe, vaccine injured with autism.
I have autism, and I suspect it's from these vaccines. I have Asperger's.
And I suspect it probably is too, because the things that they put in the vaccines to cause them to react, like mercury and aluminum, things that they are putting in vaccines that they give babies that are 1 hour or less old, because they give them babies the Hep B vaccine when they're, which they have no need.
Hepatitis
babies
B?
Are not going to get hepatitis B.
Why would they give babies brand new hepatitis babies vaccines?
Exactly. Because their logic is, well, a lot of these children are from poorer families and they may never get medical care. So they feel like it's a preventative thing. Well, two things. By the time they are of the age that they would possibly even be infected, it's not working. They don't have the immunity to it. And you're not going to get hepatitis B unless you're an IV drug user or you work in the health field, more than likely.
Right.
Yeah. So it's that, and people are just not educated. They just don't know that. Some people, I think, don't even know that their babies get that vaccine that early. So how would you know if you are giving a brand new newborn or even a 3-month-old, starting with all these vaccines, how are you going to know what their mental status was to begin with? You've got no baseline.
That's right.
You know, and like you said, not all vaccines. I mean, we know some of them. There's an article online that's called The Most Dangerous Vaccine You should look at that. It's very interesting. It's about the smallpox vaccine and why it was the most dangerous vaccine. It's not as dangerous as this one, but they publicized it. I think it was some big news anchor that was famous at the time that did this article about it. But anyways, yeah, I'm pretty passionate about this. The idea that we, you know, they can say what they want to statistically. You can buy the antibody test and the COVID test online for about $10.
Really?
It probably won't be available forever. Yeah. It's I thought it was called COVIDtesting.com or something. I just bought them. And for example, just as my own experience, I've had COVID. I don't know if I have antibodies, but my neighbor also had it. She went and had her antibodies checked. She's positive for antibodies. Her father went with her. He had fully vaccinated, no antibodies, and he got COVID.
Brother.
And that's the scenario we're hearing over and over and over and over and over ad nauseum. So how can you trust a vaccine that's not even preventing what it's supposed to prevent? We're going to get colds. We're going to get flu.
Right.
We're going to get these things. Right. There are there. They're always been there. But...
Well,
and
let me ask you.
We're probably going to get COVID, but
yeah, I've had it. My wife had it. Are you familiar with immunity debt?
Mm-mm. No.
Immunity debt. It's one of the things I got to write about, do some more research on. But there's mathematical models that have been used to deal with it. But anyway, let me give this illustration for those people out there. There you have 100 germ units you get exposed to every year. Just say 100 units. Normal society, normal
right.
Everything. You put masks on and you start social distancing, you only get exposed to 90 of those units. That means there's 10 units out there not exposed to. Well, if you do this another year, it's another 10 units. So theoretically, you're only exposed to 80%. There's a 20% deficit now that's in the community that when something comes along that might be just a little bit strong or in that 20% range of infections, it can come through and devastate a population.
That's right.
It's called immunity debt.
I do that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll look at the word of it. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah,
and then we're doing this to our children.
Yes.
Masks with kids, it's just stupid because, I mean, if you could paint with spray paint and have paint hit your face, that's a pretty big molecule. You think a virus isn't going to get through that mask?
Oh, cloth masks are only 3% effective. The surgical masks are at the best 47% effective, and you have to have a certain fitting. And if you touch the surgical mask with your hands, then it's compromised, and you got to get rid of it.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
The N95 mask
is the way to go.
That people, you know, think is even the N95 mask. It says right on the box it will not prevent viral infections. When you're in a situation where you know you've got a like Ebola, whatever. We had us wear like Pappers and you know complete garb all the way down to our feet. So But I'm just
wanting
you to know that I'm very glad you're writing about it and that you're that you're putting together some information that people can go to and see the lie that they're being told. But hopefully they'll wake up.
Hopefully. I'm doing as much documentation as I possibly can find, and so that it's not just me, it's others. And the more I find...
It's like 2 Timothy, a workman well approved.
That's right, 2 Timothy 2:15. We've got to go, Rose. God
Thank
bless.
You.
Thanks a lot. Hey, folks, we'll be right back after these messages. Please stay tuned.
It's Matt Slick Live, taking your calls at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
Oh, man. Well, that was Dave from Salt Lake City who was waiting there, and he wanted to talk about Jeremiah 29:11, which I was hoping to get to, and that's a well-known verse that a lot of people have misused. Let me just comment on it really quickly. It says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope." A lot of people take this verse out of context, apply to themselves right now, and say, "This is what God was saying to me." Nope. It was what he was saying to the exiles of Israel in a certain context there. And that's what it was. Now, does it apply to us? You have to read the context to find out. And that's your own homework to do, Jeremiah 29:11. Okay, let's see. Let's get to Oliver from Maine. He's struggling with his faith. Oliver, if you're listening, call back. All right, we can talk about people who struggle with their faith because it's a serious issue, and I would love to be able to discuss it. Let's got four open lines. Give me a call, 877-207-2276. Four open lines, give me a call. By the way, if you have anecdotes, stories about failures of you know, people who got vaccinated and paralysis or whatever it is, send them to me at info@carm.org. And you can please include, you give permission for me to reproduce it, and whether or not I can use your name. And if not, just, you know, I won't. Maybe I'm not going to get out anybody, and I'm going to keep this stuff under a secure vaulted password area, so that the only way to get to it will be through a Tufts password. And I have a vault system. I just don't want anybody, you know, being compromised. I don't trust what's going on. Oh, man. All right. Give me a call. Four open lines, 877-207-2276. Let's get to Ann from North Carolina. Ann, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, Matt. This is so refreshing to my soul. Listen, this about the vaccine. I've had a check in my spirit about it for so long. Mm-hmm. And I've been into health stuff since I was 26. And I'm 77, and I've always had lots of vitamins. I have a green smoothie every day that has every vegetable known to man, and even including garlic, formula, which is antiviral.
I want that formula.
And there's this.
Can I ask you, do you use a, what kind of a juicer do you use? A juicer or a...
Nutribullet.
Oh, you use a Nutribullet, okay.
I put everything, broccoli, carrot, you know, as I said, garlic, and lots of, you know, organic vegetable. I mean, just, and that in itself is so good for us. And I'm determined by God's grace. See, I feel the same way. I don't trust this government as far as I can throw them. You know, I just think they are crooked from top to bottom, start to finish. And, you know, I mean, it's the old fraudulent thing, and that's just my humble opinion. But it's, you know, and I'm an Air Force grad. I've had vaccines, you know, over the centuries, I mean, the years. But I agree with you. I think some of those did do some damage to me mentally, but that's neither here nor there. I do the best I can. But, you know, I'm so proud of you for, you know, taking a stand that way. And it's funny, things, littlest things that, like hydroxychloroquine, that sort of thing, and ivermectin, and but also simple things. I was told by a family member that her pulmonologist, because she's always had lung problems, told her to take Xlear. And I'm not part of the company or anything, but it's just a nasal spray that has xylitol in it. It's Xnase and at a health store.
I've heard about those kind of things. They're very, very helpful because the body doesn't know. The nasal system is a filter. When I go through a dusty area, you know, whatever, if I don't have a mask on, I close my mouth and I breathe through my nose, you know, on purpose. Because it's a filter. It's what it's supposed to be.
It is a filter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And this stuff is, I mean, literally, like I go to a church and I work at a church in the afternoon and all that. So I spray my nose with the xylitol and, you know, knowing that that is a protective thing. I mean, and this vaccine, I mean, maybe in the earlier days I might have been tempted, but now with all, who knows what they're putting in it. And I have just a close friend who just in her, you know, arena, you know, people have had strokes, heart attacks, literally died. I'm sorry, these things are happening, you know, and it's just, they're dropping like flies. And, you know, again, it's just this insane season that we're in, and suddenly I think there's a part of us that has been shielded from really last days things and so on. But I think it's a combination, I hate to say, of judgment and, you know, the insanity of these times. It's just mind-boggling, you know. And
it's a perfect storm of insanity and oppression. That's right.
Well said. Yeah, absolutely. It's not tested. It's the other vaccines, at least in the old days, were they had, but I don't trust what they even have now. You know. Anyway.
Right. Well, I released yesterday. I released, or was it 2 days ago, vaccine development stages. And it's a really easy article, but a preclinical stage of vaccination takes about 18 to 30 months, but in emergency, 0 months. And in phase one, takes more than 30 months. In classical development, with COVID, it took 6 months. And in phase two of the classical, another 32 months. In phase two with COVID stuff was 6 months. And get this, the thousands of clinical trials supposed to be run over a 30-month period, and yet thousands of clinical trials over 0 months. How do you do that? And it goes on and on like this. This is how... You can't trust... I don't trust them.
And I have so many... People are sending me a lot of information like you're getting as well, and I'm so glad that you're doing that as well and have the... intestinal fortitude to do that, but we have to get the word out and stop looking at it as a politically motivated thing of you're not a patriot, you know, because it's gotten so woke. It seriously has, and we know that, and they really need to wake up. But the government, you know, allowing thousands of illegal immigrants in the country with diseases, nothing against immigrants, you know, I know you know that, but there's no boundaries. It's the insanity of it all. And of course, I know they're doing it to get votes ultimately, you know.
Right.
But it's terrible. It's dangerous every which way. And I'm at a 55 and older, fairly new, you know, community, and I wave at everybody and I chat with them at a distance a little bit, and we're all friendly. I love it here. Mm-hmm. But I'm determined by God's grace and doing all the right stuff and taking the zinc and the elderberry and
that's right.
You know,
vitamin D.
The C. Uh-huh. D3. And just, you know, I'm determined to be a specimen of one who has chosen not to take the vaccine and has managed to survive. And so far I have, you know. And so I just, again, I applaud you. You know, by the way, I was just going to say one little thing in terms of women, and I'm not a feminist, not by the wildest stretch of my imagination, but and I applaud men. I'm seeing more and more men of God taking a stand and being the men of the church, and I am all for men. But I will say this, that in terms of women in the church, it occurs to me that Jesus, he sent Mary to tell the disciples that he was had risen, you know, which I just love that. I mean, as a woman, I just that really touches me so much. And also the woman at the well, she was the first female evangelist, because after she, you know, talked with them and everything, and she ran this down, and they all came back. So I think there is a place for women, you know, Priscilla and Aquila and all that.
Of course.
I think there's a place for women, and I think the Lord, he loves his humans, male and female. But
yes.
I know you're not prejudiced or anything. You're trying to do the thing scripturally, and I understand that. But I just thought say that.
It's a lot of people don't know this, but the women in the Bible are the ones who caught on to who Jesus was first. And they're the ones who went out and did things first. So men are kind of slow starters in some areas, but once they get going, get out of their way. And that's just how it is. Well, you know, I mean, we're good at breaking things and moving forward, but that's just what it is.
Bless you. Bless you, Matt. Thank you so much.
You're such an inspiration. Well, praise God. Pray for me, because I'm getting more and more worried that what I'm doing is going to cause some you know, negative things. Already people are starting to do videos about me about it now. And stuff
really?
Like that. And there's
They're coming against you for taking a stand.
Yes, well, calling it dangerous, and calling me dangerous, misinformation, and yet I provide as much absolute documentation as I can, and yet I'm being attacked. And, you know, it's just what it is. You know, I've had death threats
before, and other stuff,
so it's just part of what's going on.
You know? You are a very courageous person, and God, I pray your blessing on him. I pray the covering with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm. And no, if I may just use it, I'm not, you know, doctrinally this way necessarily, but I do believe absolutely, and I know you do too in the Word, that no weapon
that's
formed against you will prosper. No weapon, any whether it's vocal or an actual weapon, nothing, that you will survive and thrive in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Appreciate that. All right. Well, thanks, Ann. All right.
Okay. Uh-huh. God bless
okay.
you.
God bless. Okay. Hey, folks, you know, she reminded me of something, and I don't have any other callers waiting. Got about a minute and a half left. This is not anybody's paying me for this or anything. One of the things I will do is I take pure vitamin C every now and then. When I feel a little run down or I feel like my body's fighting something, this is just me. I found it works for me. And the guy who turned me on to it said take equal amounts of pure vitamin C and baking soda. And I'm going to tell you where to get this stuff in a sec. And he said, just mix them together, let the fizzing go away, and then drink it. And every time, except for once, I've been doing this for 10 years now, every time I feel better within 2 hours, I've noticed a significant improvement. And I did it recently. And anyway, my wife and I both use this. And you can go to herbstoreusa.com, and it's called, vitamin C is ascorbic acid. They're not paying for me for this. I'm not doing it. Not get nothing out of it. I just believe in using in vitamin C and stuff like that. And it's really helped me a lot. You can check it out. Herb Store, H-E-R-B, StoreUSA.com. You can check it out. And again, everything we're saying about COVID, you know, this is just information, entertainment, and you are to make your own decisions about things. The more research I've done, the more information I release, and I'm trying to get as much as I can out there that's documented so that people can resist. Ultimately, I suspect that this is something that the enemy of the gospel is using to control people. I'm not against vaccines at all. Get vaccinated if that's what you want to do, between you and God and your own decision. But, I don't want to take it, and I resist being forced to. And that's what's going on. And if the government is really concerned about the welfare of its members, why is it opening up the borders illegally against the law and letting people unvaccinated flood our country if COVID is such a big concern? The inconsistency and hypocrisy there just means you can't trust what they say. Now, why is that? Anyway, hey, folks, there you go. May the Lord bless you by his grace. Back on here tomorrow. We'll talk to you then. We'll see you. God bless. Bye.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.